gotta give me some dollars and cents, dollars and cents.
Man, I sure do love it when we bring nice southern gentlemen into our studio here in New York. Today we are joined by Cal Turner Jr. He is the former CEO, of course, of Dollar General. He has a new book out called My Father's Business, The Small Town Values That Built Dollar General into a Billion-Dollar Company. Cal, great to be with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jason. Wonderful to be here.
So you wrote this book. What made you do that? What made you sit down and put pen to paper here?
Well, the book came out of another book that my senior pastor and I were asked to write on followership. And the ghostwriter on that book kept saying, well, Cal, yes, that's good stuff. We're going to put that aside for your book. I had no idea of a book.
hint.
And then at the end of this project, I said, Rob, how long did this take us? He said, well, it took 2 years for me to talk you into it and 6 years for us to do it.
Wow.
So it's been 8 years in the making.
That's interesting. So it took you a little bit after the financial crisis, which I know when you walked in, I said, I'm kind of fascinated by these dollar-oriented stores. Yeah. Because I feel like coming off the crisis, we saw a lot of consumers who might not have gone into them before all of a sudden noticing them. And I feel like that they've been riding a bit of a wave since.
Yes. Well, I think so. But again, I don't speak for the present.
I've been retired since
But
why do you think the model, and take us back to the history, because it goes back to your grandfather, correct?
It does indeed.
And the Great Depression.
Yes.
The thinking behind this store.
Well, the reason the Turner family got into retailing is because it seemed so much better than farming.
Right.
My grandfather was a third grade educated lad who became head of the family when his father was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked hard, saved something out of every check, and assumed he should learn something from everybody he met because everybody else was smarter than he. That's a good leadership principle.
So
learn
he listened.
Something.
So he listened to
listened,
others.
Learned,
yeah.
Worked hard. And it was a struggle through the Depression, but he and my father did start a wholesale company 3 months before I was born. And then after the Second World War, my father discovered that wholesaling was doomed. You have to be directly in touch with the consumer.
Well, and I want to talk about that because one of the things that I think gets lost in even when you talk about Dollar General as a name is the general piece of it. Because really, the void that Dollar General filled was that local store where
yes.
someone could go and get just about anything. It was a somewhat radical concept that caught on quite well. Why is that?
Well, now, Jason, my father used to say that $1 is the best price point God ever made. And why not start a store where every day is Dollar Day?
Right.
And he put General in the name because back in the country, the general store is where you bought anything that was sold. Now, you're from Atlanta. You don't know anything about the real country, probably.
Ouch.
Man, that's harsh.
But, well, I'm not saying that I do either. I started out trying to learn from our customers. They understood struggling life. They were some of the smartest people I've ever met. They come into our store. And I thought, by golly, I believe you can build a great retail company with them as employees.
And one of the things you point out in your book, and I'm glad you brought that up, is this notion of, you know, the folks on the front lines are really the ones who understand the customers much better than the people back at the home office. So how do you take advantage of that? How do you tap that so that it's actual usable information, especially as a company grows as fast as Dollar General did?
Well, it's not easy to stay in touch with that. But I began by announcing to everybody that I was over my head in my job. I was the boss's son, and I had tried to do all of the jobs in the company, and I was good at none of them. But that made me respect those who did those jobs. You know this company. You know our problems. You're in the midst of our problems. You can help us to have fewer of them if we're smart enough. to listen to you, and we'd like to build a company together, and we will share the success with you if you'll help us. Mm. And the culture of a retail company is very important to the retail company's success.
I feel like we're in an era where there's almost a bit of a leadership void, and I feel like people are trying to figure out what kind of leader is needed in today's environment, where in many ways we have very disconnected populations around the globe. So in your experience, your own leadership, your father's leadership, you know, what would you say would be good lessons for everyone?
You'll be happy to know that I really learned leadership from the women in my life, not from my father.
Amen, sister.
I learned business from my father.
That's interesting.
But my mother taught me about life and people and getting the right connection with people. For example, when I was a teenager, my mother used to say to me, "Son, for a good boy, you get into a lot of trouble." Which taught me that anytime there's a problem, separate the person from the problem. Get beyond guilt and blame, and you can get people united in solving a problem together. Mm-hmm. And so I threw my mother at my father. When something would go wrong in the business, he was old school retailing, and he'd say, "Who did it?" And I said, "I'm not going to tell you, Daddy." He said, "Do you know who did it?" "I do, but I'm not going to tell you." Instead of "Who did it?", we're going to ask what happened and who needs help to fix what happened.
And that applies to today.
Yes, but
so many issues.
But there again, I was throwing my mother at my father, but I didn't tell him where I got it.
One of the things you talk about is that as you ran Dollar General, the company had some principles that they referred to as sacred cows.
Yes.
C-A-L-S.
Yes.
And one of them that struck me was, don't hire anyone who does not walk fast.
That was one of my dad's things.
Tell us about that.
Well, you have to have a sense of urgency in retailing, and you need people who get things done. Every Saturday night, when my dad would call every store manager in the company up until we had 30 stores, he would doodle one three-letter word, N-O-W, now.
Wow.
Get it done now. Hire somebody who walks fast. And he's also said, and son, don't hire anybody who plays golf or anybody who fishes. They both take too much time. And son, if you ever hire anybody who does both, I will fire you.
Wow.
That was another sacred cow.
I feel like there's another book in here. I'm just saying, or maybe a Netflix special or
absolutely,
something.
Absolutely. I would sign up for that in a heartbeat. Cal Turner Jr., thank you so much. Congratulations on your book. We're looking forward to the movie adaptation.
The book, by the way, called My Father's Business, The Small Town Values That Built Dollar General into a Billion-Dollar Company. That was fun. Good luck.